Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello there and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy, and I want to say welcome to so many of you who are new to the podcast over the last month or so. Podcast listens have grown by like 30% month on month this last month, which is huge in podcast world. And so I just wanted to say welcome if you are one of the thousands of people who are just tuning in for the first time. I hope that you can see from this, if you scroll through the history, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes, which, my friend, is why I'm doing this 101 series. Because when you want to declutter your wardrobe or your kitchen or your pantry or the garage or the toys, it can be really hard if you've got to scroll back through like 400 odd episodes. And so the purpose of this series is actually to give you like concise and succinct, no, that is not the word, succinct episodes where you can actually go, all right, I'm going to do my wardrobe. I'm going to listen to this episode for the high level. This is the key important parts. But then within that episode, you can go to the show notes and you can find episodes that you might like to listen to. So today we're talking about wardrobe decluttering and organizing. And there are some episodes that I've done in the past, which I think will be really helpful for you. There was one I did with Courtney Carver about having a capsule wardrobe. And so she does Project 333, which just blows my mind. It's about having 33 items of clothing per season that you wear and you put everything else away. That includes shoes and belts and that type of thing. So you can go back and listen to her episode. And another episode I really enjoyed doing was one called Magic Wardrobe Number. And so the links to these are in the show notes. A magic wardrobe number was all about like, is there a magic number of items that you should have in the wardrobe? And we particularly go through kids' clothes in that one and talk about like how many school uniforms do you need, how many pairs of pajamas, how many pairs of shorts and t-shirts and bathers and all of those types of things. So if you are looking for kind of a here's the guideline, that's a really good episode. There's an episode with Claire Press from Wardrobe Crisis. She is incredible, so I know you'll love that episode. There's one on knowing your colors. I found this Know Your Colors episode really helpful. I had my colors done and it just helps me when I'm shopping to find the colors that work for me. So I don't have to kind of look at everything in a shop. It just reduces it very quickly so I know, oh, okay, I'm looking for these colors. I need to look for white but not off-white or cream. So heaps of episodes that you can go back to. But today's episode is all about giving you kind of those high-level tips and tricks around wardrobe organizing. I would say that there is not one wardrobe in the entire world that could not do with a little bit of decluttering and organizing. And the reason I so confidently say that is because we all probably have more clothes than we need and we haven't quite nailed how to organize it. Because what I see in so many homes is washing baskets of clothes sitting in a bedroom, in a laundry, on the kitchen table, on the couch in the lounge room, because it is sometimes really overwhelming to put your clothes away. And the simple reason is because there is no room. you've got too many clothes for the space that you have. And so what you end up doing is digging through washing baskets to find a clean pair of undies or to find your favorite t-shirt or your favorite workout pants. And so you kind of live somewhat out of the wardrobe and somewhat out of a washing basket that you feel guilty and you really, really should put away, but you just feel like you can't quite get on top of it. And so I want to encourage you today, just go into your wardrobe while you're listening to this podcast. If you're driving, you might choose to listen and then go back and listen again as you do your wardrobe, or maybe you just want to chuck on some awesome music. Do you know there's an Art of Decluttering playlist? The songs are just funny. The titles just all have something to do with decluttering. So the songs themselves may not, but it is a very funny playlist. I'll see if I can put a link to that in the show notes as well. Okay, so statistics say that we wear about 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. So have a look at what you're wearing right now, right this very minute, whether you're in your pajamas, whether you're in a workout gear, whether you're on your way to the office. Is what you're wearing one of your favorites and something that you probably wore a couple of days ago or a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and it's part of that regular rotation? Yep, probably. It's unlikely that what you're wearing right now is something that you just haven't worn in a couple of years and it was sitting at the back of the wardrobe and, oh, if only you had kept it, and you're so glad you kept it because you definitely have worn it again. Unlikely. Unlikely, my friend. What is way more likely is that you're wearing something that's a favorite. And we know what our favorites are because they are most often either part of the laundry cycle. So they might be being worn, they might be dirty, waiting to be washed, they might be wet and hanging out because they've just been washed in a washing basket ready to put away. That's where that 20% often lives. And what I want to encourage you to do is two things. I want to encourage you to reduce some of that 80% that you're just not wearing. A large number of that 80% you will never, ever, ever, ever wear again. And really, who has time to keep things they're never going to wear again? So here is a little key principle when it comes to your wardrobe. Keep what you do wear, not what you will wear. Keep what you do wear, not what you will wear. And so that is just about like a reality check. Do you actually wear that blazer that you bought because you thought it would be great if you ever had a job interview, but you haven't actually worn it in 3 years? So you say to yourself, oh, no, I will wear that. The question is, but do you? Because if the answer is no to the do you, it's probably realistically also no to the will you. And so that is simply the question to be asking as you're going through your wardrobe. Do I wear this? And for people like me, so I am like, picture a sliding scale of fashionista to ragamuffin. I like to sit on the ragamuffin side. So I'm not very good at fashion. I don't love clothes. You know, I dress for function most of the time. And so what I find is that I also have to add in another question, because if I ask my question, do you wear this? The answer is yes. Yes, I wear that top that has a small hole in it. Yes, I wear that top that's, you know, losing shape. Yes, I wear those pants that are faded and you can almost see through and tell what type of undies I'm wearing. So yes, I do wear them. So the other question then is, do you feel great in it? Because the answer to a lot of that when you're a ragamuffin like me is no. No, I don't feel great in it. I mean, I do wear it because it's clothing and it's socially acceptable to wear clothing. And if I didn't wear them, and you know, I can't walk around in my pajamas all day. If there's a community out there that allows you to wear your pajamas all day, I would like to join it, just FYI. And so keep what you do wear and you feel great in, not just what you think you will wear. All right, so I'm going to go through like quick fire, a few tips and tricks about storage, organization, rules that you can use that will help you to keep your wardrobe decluttered and organized. We're going to go for a quick break and we're back in just a second.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One of the things I want to encourage you to do when it comes to keeping your wardrobe organized is have consistent hangers and good quality hangers in your wardrobe. Your clothes are going to sit nicer and they're going to stay on the hangers. So many times when I'm working with a client in their wardrobe, there's things that are kind of just hanging off hangers, or you take the shirt out and it's got like big pokey, sticky, uppy bits in the shoulders because they're not very good quality hangers. So I would suggest you invest in some hangers. They are, when I say invest, they're not expensive. Just go to Kmart or IKEA or Big W, pick yourself up some hangers that work for the type of clothing that you have and use them and get rid of the ones that you don't like, because it will create that consistency and your clothes will, I promise, sit nicer. And one of the rules that I have is hang as much as you're humanly able to hang in your wardrobe, because it is so much easier to keep things organized when they're hung rather than when they're in a drawer. When you're trying to find something in a drawer, you have to dig through, you have to rummage through. But when you're trying to find something that is hung, you simply flick through. And the flick means that you're not making a mess. You're just moving things left or right. Whereas when you're rummaging and digging in a drawer, you're actually moving things around and making a mess. So think about, what can I hang? An example for me is the only things that I don't hang are knitted jumpers. I've got a couple of like really lightweight knits, like they're not heavy knits, and they go in a drawer. And anything else that I'm going to leave the house in gets hung up. So I've got my active wear in drawers, I've got my pajama wear, and I've got my like bra and undies and bathers. Everything else gets hung, and oh my gosh, it makes life so much simpler. I can find things, I can see things, it's much quicker to put things away because I'm not then trying to make space. I just know, push something to the left, put your hanger in, and you're good to go. While we're talking about hangers, a really great tip is twice a year, take everything in your wardrobe and turn the hangers backwards. So as you wear something, you then want to turn the hanger back around the right way. The idea is that over the next 6 months, you're going to clearly see items which you do wear, because the hanger has going to be turned around. So the hook of the hanger is facing the back. And for everything where the hook is facing the front still, you're going to be able to clearly see, I didn't wear that in the last 6 months. And so you might then at the end of that go through and go, okay, I'm just going to have a look and declutter some items out of here. Maybe you might give them a 6 month extension and just see if you can do it over 12 months. How much can you get rid of? Because sometimes we think we will wear something, but we don't. We think there might be an occasion that would cause for us to bring out that beautiful dress that we wore to one special occasion, and you're never going to wear it again. And you know what? It's time to let it go. If you think, oh no, but I'm going to get it adjusted and changed, give yourself 6 months. If you haven't done it in that time, let the item go. When there are categories that are in drawers, so it might be, I'm just trying to think what clients have. So if you've got your bathers and your workout gear in one drawer, have a think about categorizing and using drawer dividers. because it would just help you keep things simple. What we want to do with wardrobe organizing is make it really simple to get dressed and even simpler to put the washing away once it's clean. And so if you want to separate out categories and have a drawer divider, you might just put a drawer, like a little box in there that maybe has your particular type of bras or the little footsie stocking things so that you can grab them easily and you know where to put them away when it's time. And having containers gives you like that natural boundary, that natural container, that natural limit so that you don't go and buy a heap of stuff that is not going to fit in your wardrobe. Think about it from a practical perspective. When your wardrobe is overstuffed, there's no airflow. If moths get in there, they don't have the ability to get out. They're just going to live in your wardrobe and your clothes will ruin much quicker. If you are someone who does love using a drawer, try rolling or filing items. So you can have a look on Instagram or YouTube and have a look at all of the different amazing types of rolling and filing things. But the idea being, if you stack, so, you know, like all of us grew up with stacking in our drawers, like all the t-shirts on top of each other. But when you want one and you want it five down, you make a mess of the four on top. So rolling means that you can actually see what you've got. I'm going to give you two super, super helpful hacks. And I want to acknowledge at the start, they're very Amy type hacks. So this is not going to work for everybody, but they're things that I love. So number one is put all your clothes away straight away all the time. So what this means is you don't have a chair in your bedroom where in-between clothes go. And you don't have a pile on the floor where in-between clothes go, where, oh yeah, I'll put that jumper on again tomorrow. Or those jeans have been worn twice, but I reckon there's another couple of wears in them. Put them away. If they're good enough to wear again, they're good enough to put away. If you're going to happily put the clothes on again tomorrow, just spend, what is it going to take you, 20 seconds to hang them back up at the end of the day so that tomorrow you've got a fresh start. You're not then just having piles of things around, because again, any pile that you create in your bedroom, in your wardrobe, is going to attract other clutter. And here's a super Amy hack. This is like as Amy as an Amy hack is going to be. And that is, if you're going shopping and you find something that you love and you feel comfortable and you feel good in it, buy a couple. I am such a fan of this. If I find a pair of pants that I like, I'll buy either them in the different colors that they come in, or I have definitely been known to just buy the same pair twice or three times. Now, there are some areas you can definitely get away with this more than others. So for my pajamas, for instance, and I've said this on the podcast a few times, when I go shopping, I would just buy literally three pairs of the exact same pattern pant and three of the same top. And so it doesn't matter where in the washing cycle, I always just know that's what my pajamas look like. And so it just makes it easy for me. I hate shopping and I don't want to have to find three different types of patterns because I need three different pairs of pajama pants. I'll just buy three of the one I like. And the same for me will go with leggings and workout gear. It will go with workout t-shirts and singlets that go underneath clothes, shapewear. I will just find what I like and buy a few of them. And then I can bring the creativity, or I can bring the variance and the variety into those outer pieces that I actually, like, I'm not going to buy three of the same dress in the same pattern because that actually would be boring. So that is my tip. If you find something you love, it's okay to buy it in multiple units. Even if you're not wearing them all at the same time, have them in there, because I tell you what, it has brought me such joy over the years when I've thought, oh my gosh, those pants are getting a hole in them. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I have a second pair of them. Now I know that it goes against all my like bulk buying rules, but I'm a minimalist. And so buying, you know, three pairs of the same thing is actually not going to affect my wardrobe very much because I don't have a heap of clothes. So, you know, if you're someone who has lots, please disregard what I've just said. So that's wardrobe decluttering and organizing. Make sure that you sign up to the free 101 series course so that you can download the checklist, you can download the hacks and the checklist and the decluttering like cheat sheet. Oh my goodness, lost my words. So, and this week is really important that you go into the course as well and make sure you'll get an email. So keep an eye out for that, because I'm also linking in there my free 5-day wardrobe challenge. So this week, not only do you get all of the things that you've been getting every other week for the category, so wardrobe, you also get an additional 5 videos this week and 5 blogs that take you through different areas of your wardrobe. So if you need specific help to go through your tops and your bottoms and your dresses and your jackets and your shoes and your undies and all of that, you can access that this week. So please make sure you do that. It's really helpful. They're quick videos. It's free. And I would love you to come into the Facebook community and let me know how you're going with your wardrobe decluttering. Post a photo of the pile of things that you're getting rid of. Post a photo if you found an item that you forgot that you had and you've fallen back in love with. Let us know that too, because that's exciting when you can find the treasures while you're decluttering the things that you're just not going to wear again. So it has been lovely chatting with you again today. I look forward to catching up next week. I believe next week we are talking all about your living room and your living spaces. So that will be fun. Until next week, though, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respect to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.